ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
And this is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate.
You steal bits from Gordon?
I'm stealing bits from Monty now. It's Steelception right now, as he has still stolen the ramp from the rant, and then I'm stealing the ramp from our ramp-adjacent friend, old Monty, who we hope is going to be back tomorrow. He is dealing with the sickness, down with the sickness, if you will. So, to you, indeed, sir. And to you, my good sir. So, we're going to fill this thing the best way we can here with just kind of the leftover stuff that I want to get to. Yes. And before we get to something from White Elephant that I feel like was criminally underplayed, we tried to get to it on the hard line, but there was just so much other stuff that we wanted to get to. It kind of fell through the cracks. So we'll get to that audio in just a second. But I needed a small carve out here as getting ready for the show last night, and you see, or I didn't even notice it during the day yesterday. I guess I was just doing other stuff, but the Philadelphia Phillies are signing our boy to a one-year, $10 million deal. It's being reported. Adolis Garcia is going to one of my least favorite franchises in all of baseball. It is going to be absolutely brutal seeing Adolis in that Phillies uniform with those stupid Philly fans thinking that he's theirs. He's not yours. He's forever ours. I'm glad that he got paid here because he wasn't getting $10 million from the Rangers. There was just no way. But the Phillies.
As a sports-watching fan, can I wish the best for a former Ranger, especially a hero like Adolis Garcia?
Yes.
But also wish for him to play terribly because he's on the Phillies now?
Yes. I mean, I think...
Is there a special carve-out for that as a fan?
It's baseball, so you can wish for him to have a good season while the Phillies fail.
There you go, yeah.
And I think there's a little bit of a carve-out, too, that you can say, okay, because he is in the National League now, it's even if he does well, the chances that it's going to negatively impact the Rangers is minimal.
Yeah, but we play the Phillies the first week of the year.
Which is kind of fitting, I think. The reception he's going to get will be ridiculous. It's going to be very cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Because where Adolis was in his career, pre-Ranger versus post-Ranger, that guy has got to be so incredibly grateful for his opportunity here in Texas and just the way he ran with it. The playoff heroics, you know, just a absolutely in a franchise that has been starred for any type of actual positive history. This guy is one of the top tier for this organization of all time. So happy for him again.
Yes.
He's 33. You know, another $10 million is going to be nice. And I just hate that it's the Phillies, but good to see that he caught on somewhere. A team that actually might be fairly competitive.
I'm glad he got a good solid salary out of this one-year deal because that's kind of what I expected. Somebody would sign him to a one-year contract. From wherever it was from, but I'm glad it's in the National League so that we really, outside of, you know, opening week of the year, it won't affect, like you said, won't affect the Rangers at all if he has a great season. I'll just be able to enjoy the fact that he's having a great season if he does.
Minor correction, they start the season at Philadelphia, the Rangers do.
Oh, at Philly, okay. Well, we'll still get to see him.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. I don't, for some reason, I don't have hate for the Phillies and the Sixers like I do the Eagles. And I guess it's just because they're in the other conference or other league.
The way you steer it back is the Eagles
fans.
It's all the same people. It's all the same horrible people. So good on Adolis, bad on you Phillies. Boo Phillies. Other thing I want to get to here in the ramp. The afternoon show with George on White Elephant Day.
Yes.
I love George on White Elephant Day. There are zero F's given. He's always got drinks. He finds a way. I think 2 years ago, y'all had the Frozen Awesome Machine in studio.
Last year, definitely. We had it our friends at Desperados brought one up here. Happy Hour Jubb is a glorious thing to witness.
Do you think Jubb was excited when it was floated out that we were going to be doing White Elephant at Myers Gardens?
Yeah, at the bar.
Oh, now I don't have to pretend. It's just going to be handed right to me. Well, it wouldn't be a Bob show if we didn't get some sports in there. We're a sports station.
Yeah.
That's what we do. It's what Bob is here for. He's a sports guy. And they talked to Joel Klatt on that day.
Yes.
It was a good visit. And they also talked to Stars coach Glenn Gulletson.
Yes.
Good dude. Love Gully.
Very good dude.
Great hair.
Doing a great job.
Great hair.
Stars won last night.
Where I would be in life if I had Gully's hair and your voice, Sam. There's no way.
But not my speech patterns.
Not your speech pattern, just your voice.
Okay.
The Stars have a
very... carving out a very narrow caveat there.
Stars have a very men's fitness GQ coach, for sure.
Man, we're so hot.
We're such a hot city. So...
come back, Adoles.
We miss you. So, George just couldn't let it be a sports segment, though. George had to just go rapid fire with his characters. And this wasn't exactly how it sounded on air, because that would have taken a long time. So we just kind of mashed it up here a little bit of just all of the impressions that George did with Glenn Gulletson and the nervous reaction, I guess, from Glenn, not knowing exactly what to do with it.
He was queued up for these, right? That
yeah.
He was going to be doing voices?
Yes.
Okay.
That he might hear from some other people, I think is how he was queued up.
Yeah.
Very generic.
And let's just listen. Let's just see how it went.
A Stars legend, Joe Pavelski, headed to the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame.
Hey, can I interrupt just here
for
a second?
Oh, sorry.
Lando. Coach, how you doing?
Wow, it's
good, good.
It's Coach Nick Saban. This is really something.
I just got a question for you, Coach. Last night, congratulations on what you've been doing with your team. That is now 5 hockey games in 9 days. College football has its problems, Coach, but what about this schedule? The hell with the Olympics is what I say.
But as the league gets a little bit more fatigued, like I said, it gets harder and harder to do because more and more mistakes start to pile up.
I got a question about defense.
Okay, it's Mavs coach Avery Johnson joining us now. Go ahead.
Coach, congratulations on picking up so many points in the last couple of weeks. You held the Jets to 3, the Penguins to 2. The Sharks to 1, you shut out the Devils, beat the Rangers in overtime. I know defense is important to you. That's what makes you a good coach. You like zone or man-to-man?
I like zone. We're playing a little bit of
there you go. All right.
That's a good question by Coach.
Y'all go 2-3 or 1-3-1?
Let's see. We're a little bit more like a 1. You know what? We're a little bit more of a 2-3. I'm speaking a little
sideways. But you can still trap
here,
off of that, though. You can trap. Oh,
oh
crap.
No.
You can trap.
Knocked over a drink.
Trap off of that, though, can't you?
Yeah, we can trap off anything. Yeah, we're going to. We can trap off that if we need to.
I got a question about defense as well.
Wade Phillips.
Wow, okay. Wade Phillips. Jeez.
All these numbers are confusing me, Coach. You played 3-4 or 4-3?
What? 4-4-3. Let's see.
That's what we do in football. You know, we get 3 down linemen, then 4 linebackers, or you go 4 down linemen, and then.
Well, this is hockey, Coach.
Yeah, totally different sport.
Shared principles.
Okay.
That's what we're looking forward to.
I hadn't thought about it.
Well, that way.
We should let him answer, I guess.
Let's see. We're a 1-2-2. That's the best way I can put it. We're a 1-2-2.
Coach.
Oh. Who's this?
Michael Irvin?
Playmaker?
He was playmaker, man. How you doing?
Okay.
Y'all don't think I know hockey. I know hockey. I know a good team when I see a good team.
And it's a good team.
Now he's bringing
this Stars team is a good team. How confident are you that you can bring the cup back to Dallas?
Oh, boy.
If you ever need me to come fire up the team, I will do it.
Thank you, Playmaker.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Yeah. You know what? We're as confident as anybody right now, I can tell you that. So, we just got to keep doing what we're doing, but that's the ultimate goal for us. No, that's we'd love coach. To do that.
That's my coach. Yeah. Just like Troy used to be my quarterback.
I know.
That's my coach.
No, yeah. Glenn Gallatin's an awesome coach, and he's definitely had a chance today to talk to a lot of celebrities. He probably didn't expect.
Maybe he's coaching like legends.
He's like.
Well, Coach, get some of what is that wild rice soup up there in St. Paul or whatever get.
That is it's a specialty.
Yes, it is. Okay, so the Wild tomorrow night right here on the ticket, and we appreciate your time. Merry Christmas, good sir.
Thank you very much, Bob. You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you to Wade Phillips, Avery Johnson, Nick Saban, and Michael Irvin also joining us here for the Glenn Gallatin Show.
Wow. That's for me.
I know.
That was a failed bit warning that just went by.
That was awesome.
Was it?
Now,
props to Gallatin, first off.
Props to him. Him only thanking Bob at the end.
Maybe it was like 15 different people.
Yeah, maybe he just didn't know who to thank. So wanted to bring that back. And boy, George, you're my hero. You're my hero.